Okay, so what I'd like to do is get a little deeper into the sugya of Yichud Lo Bayis, and we went through the Gemara on one level within Shitas Rashi. We didn't see anything yet in the Rishonim. We spoke out from the Rishonim, so I'd want to do that again. We'll start looking inside the Ramban and the Ran, vis-a-vis how they understood Rashi, and then shifting over to Tosis and the Rishonim and the different ways to learn the where the Rashi learns it, which has many issues in terms of Pshat. So we have a braisa that's quoted here in the Gemara that has to do with a situation of a chametz belonging to a Nachri that finds its way into the property of the Jew. And what the situation would call for is either that it's okay, an Ein Zakuk Avayir, or Zakuk Avayir, and again, an Ein Zakuk Avayir. That's really, and then a Lo Yimatzei brought in as an explanation. Exactly how does this braisa string together? What's the basis for the Ein Zakuk Avayir, the Zakuk Avayir, and the Ein Zakuk Avayir, and what's the Lo Yimatzei going on? So how do you construct this braisa? So we have the Gemara quoting the braisa, and we have, as far as the Lo Yimatzei, two ways to understand it, Rav Papa and Rav Ashi, and exactly what is being said here. So it starts off by saying, a Nachri comes into the Chatzar of the Jew holding on to the chametz. That's the simple, obvious case, Ein Zakuk Avayir. What would you have thought? Rashi says you would have thought you'd tell the Nachri to leave. The Ben Chananel says you would take it out of the Nachri's hands and destroy it. That would be the Chiddush, which is simply the most obvious, based on the Drasha. Rashi says that Lecha teaches us that if it's not your chametz, then even if it's physically in your possession, but there's nothing that makes it yours, nothing that should make you liable for this chametz, it's in the hands of the Nachri, and therefore, no responsibility, no bayira, bayimatzei. The drash of lecha is true, bein begvulin, bein bebatim, like we had earlier, because of the source of gzera shava. So that's case number one. Then it says, if kido etzlo zakuk avayir. If kido etzlo means it became the kadin in the hands of the Jew, which obviously is the halacha of kabbalah sachrayis that we had before. That we more explains that you have on the one hand the drush of lechab, we have on the other hand the drush of lo yimatzei, which doesn't say lechab over there. Therefore, we know that even if it's not technically yours as far as bailus, but the Torah makes you liable for bayra bayimatzei. And therefore, this case has to include out kabbalah sachrayis. What's not clear is, was the kabbalah sachrayis explicit, or is it built into the case? So the way Rashi learns the sugya, it comes out, the way the Rishonim learn up the sugya in the coin to Rashi, it's going to have to be built into the case, because that's why the next Debraisa is going to go back and say, Ein Zakuk Avayir, and the problem is going to be, the reason why it's not by Ra in that case, why Ein Zakuk, it's not really a problem, it's going to be good, he doesn't have to destroy it, is because you lack Kabbalah Sachrayis. So what happened to Kabbalah Sachrayis that you just discussed? The answer is, the Kabbalah Sachrayis wasn't explicit. It was simply that by virtue of the fact that you accepted it to be cut into your house, you accepted the chametz, so it's understood that you're mekabel achrayis. What kind of achrayis are you assuming without saying a word? And that has to do with, the level, the basic level of shomer chinam. And that would indicate, therefore, in terms of the machlok and the rush, what kabbalah sachrayis is required for bayru ayimatzei, even the most basic, that's what he brings from the Gaonim, and this will be according to the Rishonim Pshat and Rashi, that you don't have to accept Neva Veda, which is what Rava mentioned in the story to the Bnei Mechuza, but even if it would be just that of Pshia. And that would be the Pshat of Hifkido Etzlo. Comes the next case of the Bayis and says, but if Yichud Lo Bayis, Ein Zakuk Avayir, what does Yichud Lo Bayis mean? Yichud Lo Bayis means you designate for the Nachri and say, please put it, the Bayis is yours, put it in one of the corners, put it down somewhere, but you're inviting him to put it down. Ki'ilu, you're saying, you know, in this house, it's all for you. It's for your putting it down for yourself. So what that means is, you're not mekabel achrayis. Yichud Lo Bayis is tantamount to saying, I'm not mekabel achrayis. We've shown him bring from the Gemara Bava Kama and Gemara Bava Metzia, that if you say, bring, let's say, by a shore, bring in the shore, b'shushi, that means I'm mekabel achrayis. You say b'shushka means at your own risk, I'm not mekabel achrayis. You say, harei bayis l'fanacha, it's not kabbalah sachrayis. So Yichud Lo Bayis becomes really an echo, you could say, of the first case. But then again, it's not exactly identical. But the mechanism of why you're not liable becomes ultimately that there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis, there's nothing to be machayev you. But the cases are not exactly identical. The first case is there was not even a pikadon going on. It was just the Nachri holding on to chametz, wandering into your chatzah. In this case, there was a pikadon, but the pikadon did not rise to the level of Kabbalah Sachrayis. Because you said, Hinei Ba'is Lufanecha, which is a way of saying, I'm not Mekabal Achrayis. This is how Rashi learns the Braisa. Then the Braisa concludes with the word, Shinema Lo Yimatse, my comma. What does that do with anything? How does Lo Yimatse speak to any of these cases? Says Rav Papa, Arei Shekai. That means the case, the middle case, the case that's not the last case, the case before that, so it's called the Reisha, not the first case, the middle case, the Reisha, meaning relative to the last case, it's called the Reisha. The case that you are liable, if kido etzlo, when it's considered to be kabbalas achrayis, so that becomes based on lo yimatzei. That's exactly what the Gemara had in the earlier amud. That lo yimatzei, which doesn't have the loophole called lecha, that's marbe the case of a kabbalas achrayis, and that's exactly why in this case we have a kabbalas achrayis by implication. That's what you have here, kabbalas achrayis built into the case. That's the basis of why you're violating by yimatzei. This is according to Rav. Papa. Within according to Rav Papa, the case in the third case of Yichid Lo Bayis doesn't need any drasha. Yichid Lo Bayis is understood to be that you're not liable because you're not Mekabel Achrayis, Harei Bayis Lufanecha, no need to darshan if many pasuk. The Lo Yimatzei is going only in the case Kido Letzlo, that you are liable when you don't own the Chametz, but you own Mekabel Achrayis, and that's good enough for Lo Yimatzei. Comes Rav Ashi, and says, no, let's explain the Shinemar on the case that it's going on, the last case. Yichid lo bayis ein zakhu gavayer, v'achi kama. Yichid lo bayis ein zakhu gavayer, Shinemar lo yimatzei. V'girsa shalafaneinu, lo yimatzei bebateichen, v'alavi dehu, v'nachi kikama lo beis nafshi kama ayo. Now, when you read these words of the Gemara, it sounds like you're going in a whole different direction. Because the Gemara is explaining a whole lambdas here, that what is it, why are you not violating it? Because it's bivateichem, we're stressing the bivateichem, and it's not the house of the Jews, it's the house of the non-Jews. No, according to Rashi, we explain Yichud Lo Bayis that it's the Jew is not Mekabel Achrayis. So it's that simple. It should come down to the same halacha of you don't have the standard that should be make you viable. It's basically lack of lacha. So what is all this arichas in the Gemara? The arichas in the Gemara would obviously point in a different direction. This is the derech of the other Rishonim, that this Pshat of Rav Ashi, and perhaps even until now, the entire understanding of Yichud Lo Bayis is based on a new idea that even when you have Kabbalas Achrayis, but if you're Miyachid Bayis for the Nachri, so he's Kabbalah Achrayis for Chametz Shel Nachri that's situated in the Bayis of the Nachri. And then you're not liable. Even Kabbalah Achrayis is not going to apply in a case where it's situated in the Bayis Shel Nachri. And then the rest of the Gemara is going to flow from there in terms of the Inyan Schiris Kanya, because that would suggest that, right, that Schiris is Lo Kanya, or the Schiris is Kanya for the guy. Schiris Lo Kanya. The Gemara says, yeah, but still it's not cool. You might say, all this is beautiful if we understand that the special halacha of Yichud Lo Bayis is going on even when you are Mekabel Achrayis, but if you're allowing this chametz to be situated in the Bayis Shel Nachri, and then the Lashon HaGemara is Ki Kama'ayo, all this is beautiful. But the problem is, that's not Rashi. Rashi's been learning the whole inyan of Yichud Lo Bayis as a way of explaining why you're not Mekabel Achrayis when you say, put it in the house, Harei Bayis Lufanacha. So all these words of the Gemara don't flow at all. Now, what one could have said, this is what we spoke of in Tosus Vid, is that until now, we weren't pshat in Yichud Lo Bayis one way, al derech Rashi, for example, a papa who understood the Lo Yimatzei going on the case of the Pekido Esko. So what's the Yichud Lo Bayis? So every reason to learn like Rashi, Yichud Lo Bayis is basically lacking Kabbalah Sachrayis. Comes Rav Ashi, he says, no, the Olam HaSeifa, and Rav Ashi says, Shenem Lo Yimatzei V'Halab Bidei, all this is changing the picture, changing the pshat. So Tosfos Rid learns that Rav Ashi comes along and changes the understanding of Yichud Lo Bayis. But that doesn't seem to be Rashi either, because Rashi says on Rav Ashi himself, the Olam HaSeifa, Rashi says, "V'lo yimatzi mashma matzi l'biyadech l'chotz chafatzecha, da'ino kabaleach rais, davik yidei." Rashi plugs in to what Rav Ashi's saying in Shtem Lo Yimatze, that you need to have Kabbalah Sachrayis. Because Lo Yimatze conveys the impression that it's Matzli on a higher standard, a higher level. Kabbalah Sachrayis, Kididei. Rashi calls it Kol Chafat Zacha. It's hard to know what that means exactly. How does Kabbalah Sachrayis, after it's only for Pshia? You can't use it, and if you're Pesher, you have to pay. But Rashi somehow equates that. The fact that it's considered like mine if something happens, and I can be Pesher and I'll pay for it. So that's a Kol Chafetz Zecha. Even if I ruin it, whatever I do, it's going to be on me. But the fact that there could be a Pshia and makes it mine, that's called Kol Chafetz Zecha. Exactly why that is, I'm not 100% sure. But Rashi, in any event, Rashi is learning that Rav Ashi is not departing from the Pshat that we've been learning until now. The Yichud Lo Bayis means there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis. And the only thing is Rav Ashi gets it from Lo Yimatzei. So that also is interesting, because suddenly we're bringing Lo Yimatzei not as a reason to make you chayiv, to make you potter. But one thing is clear, according to Rashi, the words of the Gemara of Kikam Ayil, that's not really part of the teretz. It's not bibateichem. It's not from bibateichem. It's from matzah. You go yimatzah. And Rashi apparently didn't have those extra words. Rashi doesn't acknowledge it. It could be Rashi wasn't goreis it. And point of Rav Ashi is it's lo yimatzah. Get one of the kashas that we're going to see. We'll soon read the Ramban. Is that so? Why are we quoting now lo yimatzah? We should have been quoting Badrasha. If the reason why you're not liable is because of it's not mekabel achrayis, then what should we be quoting? Yes, of course. We have to see what to do for Rashi. We began to talk about it. But either way, this is how the Bryce is laying according to Rashi. One more shilav, one more stage in the Gemara that has to be worked after Rashi, and that's what comes next. So Gemara now asks, so you're telling me Schiris Kanya, you're telling me it's the house of the guy, that Schiris, the right to use the house, the Kenyan Paris, so to speak, the usage is Ki'ilu, you own the goof itself. It's not just a weaker Kenyan of Hishtamshus. It's viewed Ki'ilu that the house is Nikra Shemecha. But wait a second. We know from the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah that even when it's a location out of Eretz Yisrael that you're allowed to rent houses to non-Jews, but it shouldn't be for Beis Dira, because they bring Avodah Zarah into the house, and it's considered to be a violation of Lo Sabi Saleba al Beisacha. So why would that be? If Schiris Kanya, it's not your house, it's their house. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? At first glance, it's a very difficult Gemara, because according to Rashi, we never said that Schiris has to be Kanya. All we said is that the Jew is not the Kabbalah Achrayis. It could be called the Jew's house, but if the Jew is not Mekabel Achrayis for the Pikadon that was placed in his house, then he's not liable. So what's the kasha? What do you see here that it has to be viewed as Schiris Kanya, that the guy owns the house? And that's again a kasha that the Ramban is going to ask. The Ran in the Chidushim defends Rashi, and we'll see some of this more inside soon. They're saying that the Gemara understood as follows. This issue itself is hanging in the balance. Are you Mekabel Achrayis when you say Hari Beis Lefanacha, Yichud Lo Bayis, or not? That should depend on the following. If the house is Nikra Al Shem, the person coming in, the Socher, the Nachri, then I can understand why by saying Hari Beis Lefanacha, it's not Kabbalah Achrayis. I'm saying you're putting it in with your own place. But if you view Schiris as not being Kona and the house is still the Jews, so even if I say put it down in the corner, I'm saying put it in the corner of my house. So if I say put it in one of the corners of my house, that is Kabbalah Sachrayis. So the Gemara's kasha would be that just as we know that Schiris is lo kanya, as you see by the case in the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, so therefore this case should be case of Kabbalah Sachrayis. So the Ram tries to work out the issue of whether Mekabel Achrayis or not Mekabel Achrayis as being dependent on the question of Schiris Kanya. That's the Ran's way of working the Gemara in according to Rashi. The Ramban, you'll see the Lashon, he clearly didn't want to say that. He doesn't think that one issue is dependent on the other. Why should the question of whether Schiris Kanya determine whether, if I say Yichid Lo Bayis, if I say Bayis Lo Panacha, it's therefore going to be more not, you know, Achrayis and not Achrayis. Let it be considered my house, but I'm not Mekabel Achrayis. I'm saying you put it down there. Okay, so that much we can still work out for Rashi. But the problem, the Ran himself throws up his hands and says, what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, Shani Yacha Daft Rachman B'Lashin Lo Yimatzi Mishin Matzi B'Yadecha Yatzah Shin Matzi B'Yadecha. What does that mean? The Kasha was that if we say Schiris is Lo Kanya, then there should be Kabbalah Sachrayis here because it's my house. I'm telling you, put it in my house. That means I'm a Kabbalah Sachrayis. It's on me. So what's the Teretz? Shani Yacha Daft Lo Yimatzi. How does that speak to the issue? If I'm a Kabbalah Sachrayis, then how can I not be liable? The man doesn't know. We began to think, try to flesh out a little bit more today, is that here maybe we could put into the Gemara what the Tosis Rid put into the Gemara earlier. The Tosis Rid put into Ravashi a reinterpretation of the Braisa. That the Braisa is not to be interpreted as Yichid Labayis in Zakhid Lavayer because I'm not Mekablach Rais, but La'olam I'm Mekablach Rais, but in Zakhid Lavayer because it's B'shus HaNachvi. For Rashi, that wasn't going to work for Ravashi. Rashi explained Ravashi still within the idea that I'm not Mekabel Achrayis. But maybe what happens in the Gemara now is the Gemara says, you know what? What are you proving? You're proving there must be Mekabel Achrayis because it's your house. Okay, fine. You're Mekabel Achrayis, but it's not going to help you. Shani Hacha, because it's not Matzvi B'Yadecha. So when the Gemara says Shani Hacha, the Gemara is acknowledging that, granted, let it be Kabbalah Sachrayis, but it's still not going to rise to the level to make you chayef, because it's not Matzvi B'Yadecha. Because it's laying there for the guy, not for me. So Kabbalah Sachrayis by itself is not going to do the trick. If it's there, if it's situated there for the non-Jew. So that's, it's not called matzah. So here we're acknowledging that even Kabbalah Sachrayis has another condition. So maybe Rashi at the end of the Gemara could concede some of what we've seen according to the Rishonim. Okay, but I want to flesh a lot of this out, but let's do it through reading the Rishonim themselves, okay? This is the outline of the Gemara. We read the Gemara within Rashi, we just spoke it out. Let's start with the Ramban and then see how, again, we can come back to Rashi and then see how we begin to look in the other Rishonim Shat, other Gemara. Lashon HaRamban. Hadasanya, everyone have in the Ramban right here. Hadasanya Yichid Lo Bayis in a Zakhu Gavayer, Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains, what does this mean? Yichid Lo Bayis in a Zakhu Gavayer. Shilo Kiblo Alav. Meaning, he's not Mekabel Achrayis. El Omelo Harei Abayis Lefanacha V'Nichol Be'Achas Hazavios. I think Bayas Rashi's Girsi is Hanach Be'Achas Min Hazavios. What I see in the Ramban, V'Nichol. I know. Hanach means I'm saying Hanach. That's what the Yisrael says. The Ramban has the Girsi of V'Nichol. Sounds like that's what he did. It's interesting. I don't know what to make anything of this. Did I say Harabayis Lefanacha, and did I also say put it down somewhere in one corner? Or I said Harabayis Lefanacha, and then you put it in one of the corners. What do you think? What is Yichid Lo Bayis? Does it include my specific instructions about, you know, put it down somewhere? Or just say, there it is, the house is there for you. The Ramban is a Dehi Nicha. Either way, the point is, there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis. V'zeh teimahu. Ask the Ramban, Shem lo kibbal av achrayis, afil lo yichid lo bayis nami. In other words, what does yichid bayis have to do with anything? No Kabbalah Sachrayis. And this is, of course, Tosis Kasha also. If you take a look at Tosis for a second, Pirish HaKutris, the lo kibbal av achrayis, ela amal ha-ray bayis lefanecha. The kasha l'riya, my ear ya yichid, afil lo yichid nami. That's kasha number one of Tosis. Afil lo yichid nami. So what's pshat Rashi? Ela, she rafsha rab lefarish. The hach b'raisa dina katani. The b'raisa is telling me a din. Kloma. The din is a following. If kidu etzlo stam, if he safeguards it with Israel without saying anything, just without anyone saying anything, it's just everything is a tacit understanding. Then zakukavaya wad chay bach riusahu midin shamachinam. So that brings with it a natural, implicit kabbalas achrayis of shamachinam. But amalo habe abayis lefanecha en zakukavaya kidi itma pergazab b'mitzia memtes the habeis hakamach en alo shamachin lo shamesacher. To say habeis lefanecha means not I'm not mekabelach that. So that's exactly what is going on over here. Yichid labayis is why I know there was no Kabbalah Sakhari. So this is the Ramban right away fitting Rashi in. Okay. Says Ramban, apparently the Rif and Rabbi Chai Gon learned Al Derech Rashi. Why? Because something interesting. The Rif doesn't bring this halacha. The Rif brings everything halacha that appears in the Gemara. This Braisa and the Din Yichud Labayis has no mention in the Rif. Why not? If it's a special halacha, shouldn't it be mentioned? But if it's really nothing more than a halacha that we've already mentioned and the Rif already paskin, that without Kabbalah Sachrayis, you don't violate it, lacha. And if you have Kabbalah Sachrayis, then you are violent. So there's nothing more to add. This is just a way of expressing the halacha that we know. That's what Ramban suggests, is why the Rif doesn't mention it. Very easy. Lebal halacha, sal, that's the Rif. V'rav acha mishavcha, that's the shilter, it's Rav Chaygon. The kas was the halacha. Actually, first he starts with the, maybe this is the Bahag, sorry, the Rif is coming up soon. I'm sorry, I correct myself. Baal Halachos must be the Bahag. Rav Chai that wrote, they say the following. Inu tirusa b'shusay den Yehudihi, the Am HaBesa Kamach lo mechayv l'viure. If it's the Shmira of the non-Jew, then he's not mechayv to destroy it. The Nire shalazeh appears him is kaven. So the Rav Chai Gon and the Bahag are learning Pshalek Rashi. Ah, says Ramban further. And the Shema Lekach Hishmitam Rabbeinu Min Halachas. Now it's the rest. So it's two things. The Rabbi Chai Gon and the Bahag say Al Derech Rashi. They learn Pshat that if it's in the Shmira of the non-Jew, that's Habeis HaKamach. That's how they learned Habeis HaKamach. It's the Shmira of the non-Jew. There's no Achrayis. Says the Ramban. That's maybe why the Rif leaves it out. Okay. Why did the Rif leave it out? Because there's nothing new here. This is the Halacha that we already mentioned. But the Raman is not happy. So what's his first kasha? One of his kashas. The im ken hechadai kinan ba lememba the schiris kanya. The Gemara's question, do we say schiris kanya? I receive from the Buddha Zara that schiris is low kanya. You can't let him use it as a base dira because it's the Jew's house. Lememba the schiris kanya. Bein bayis shelo, bein shel acherim, kevan she'en achayi v'achri yuso, eino zoko kavaya. Bekinyan bayis so socher, le'inyan ha'achrayis, eino lo malo v'lo morid. So he's preempting what the Ran might want to say in defense of Rashi. What did the Ran want to say? That the question of achrayis would depend on whether I view the house as being tanui l'socher, in which case it's not kabbalas achrayis, or as the house not being tanui l'socher, in which we should say it is kabbalas achrayis. Rambam doesn't see that as relevant. He says, kinyan b'ayis l'socher l'inyan achrayis in olam ha'morid. That's not going to impact on achrayis. Rambam doesn't want, can't kind of fathom such a svara. Ba'od, da havele l'asuye kra mishum shnei melucha. Another kasha. That the Gemara should have quoted, the Baisa should have quoted the Drash of Lecha, and instead, what did Ravashi say? It's because of Lo Yimatse. I mean, this Kash is more than what Ramban is even letting on, because it's number one, it should be Lecha. Number two, Lo Yimatse was used earlier as the opposite, as a reason to Asr, which is what our Papa said, case of Kabbalah Sachrayis. How does Lecha, how does Lo Yimatse explain that you're not violating it if it's, there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis? That's Lecha. Okay, and because of this, the Ramban goes on with his pshat. If you read another few lines, this is just a heads up of what's coming. We'll see more about it further. But even though there was Kabbalah Sachrayis, Originally, we thought because Schiris is corner for the non-Jew, Babli Beisa Shalem Yehudi, the Chetzer Shalem Yehudi, Bishur Shalem Yehudi, Abi Shekibo of Yisrael Christ in Zokhugo. With Kido Etzlo Dafka Shalem, Kachbish of the Tamchen Katsadrag itself. But what is he saying? The Mer thought I had to do with Schiris Kanya, and the Mer is going to say, even without Schiris Kanya, well, you might say. But the point is, originally we thought it was two things, Beisa Shalem Yehudi and Chetzer Shalem Yehudi. Now, I was going to say, even if it's technically based on Shei Yisrael, but if it's not muchly for the Jew, that's also enough to absolve him. But Kabbalah Sechreis, there was. That's the pshat that's coming up, and then you're going to have to see the implications of that for cases where it's mamish your chametz. Here it's a chametz of a non-Jew. But now we have to get to the next point. But that's the parting from Rashi's pshat, the Ramban presents the alternative. Okay, more in defense of Rashi, and you look in the Ran, you have a little bit in the Ran in the back, but here in the Chidushim, he gives you a little bit more about the Kasha from the Lameimra. So let's see it in the Ran here in the Chidushim. It's also in the back, but not as full. The Ran, first part of the Ran, Chidushi Aran Yichid Lobayis in Tzapu Gavayah. I don't get it. What's the case? If it's kibul abachrayis, yichid lo bayis mayhavi. What's yichid bayis gonna help? That's how he starts off. If it's all kibul abachrayis, if it's all yichid lo bayis, not milistery. Rachi aminu b'samach remember the shirus kanya the mashma the ilo kanya mitzar va'amai. Why would it be usher if shirus is lo kanya? I understand. He's not Mekabel Achrayis. So simple. So it's the Jew's house, but it's not Mekabel Achrayis. What's the problem? Yeshlom ha'achim ha'eskina b'stama. The Ran sets it up. The case is nothing was stated explicitly. Stama. U'mishem ha'achi yifkidu etzlo zoko kavaya. The kibbutz shekibul b'shusa k'man dekabel Achrayis dam. K'namin b'vakamat k'nos sharach b'shusi chayim. Bring your shor into my shus, you makabel achrayis. The animal gets injured, the animal's mazik, you're responsible. Abo yichid lo bayis, havelei kiman da'oma knos shorcha l'shuscha, damin ha'asam d'pater. And that's why the Gemara can bring in l'meimra, mishamachi, at makshina l'meimra d'shir is kanya. So here the Rabban didn't understand why it should be totally in whether shir is kanya or not. The Rabban says, I'll tell you what, the bish lama yikanya, if it's acquired to the guy, then I'm saying bring it to your rishus. And the kasha of lememes chiris kanya is not just on Ravashi. V'hach kusha l'ra papanami. Then he did the day l'muchach l'itana mikra. According to Rapapa, the din is not coming of a pasuk. Sviro le Rapapa de pshita le l'itana hachim misvara. So that was the kash of the Gemara, but zel derech Rashi, zel umiyu, the Ran says, one thing I don't understand. Miyu, maide maskina, the Gemara gives the teretz, lo'olam wat, schiris is lo kanya. But, shani hachad ama lo yimatze. Maide maskina, shani hachad ama after rachman, b'lashin lo yimatze, enim achub api derech zeh. That doesn't seem to fit. And he goes on with Rebbe Otan. Okay. So before we go to Tosfos and then Pshatim, the Rabbeinu Tam's idea, let's try to say a little bit more for Rashi. I want to focus on the kasha that Dafka the Ramban did not ask, but the Ramban did ask. Namely, why are we quoting Lo Yimatze? Why are we not quoting the Kha? What's the difference? Why Lo Yimatze? How is Lo Yimatze relevant here? The Khara, it's the Kha. Yichid Lo Bayis is based on the Kha. But the answer is, on some level, there's a difference between the first case and the third case. We're not quoting Lo Yimatze on the first case. The first case is straightforward Lecha. And Rashi says that's the obvious case where it's not your chametz. What makes the case of Yichud Lobayis different? Because it was Bikada. So, if there's no giving over to the Jew at all, it's just the guy holding on to Chametz in the shoes of the Jew, so then, straightforward Bacha, nothing to talk about. It's not your Chametz. Now we have a drasha of Lo Yimatzi. Now, on Amud Beis before, Hamid Beis, Lo Yimatzi came to tell me that you can be chayiv even when it's not yours. It doesn't say lecha in that pasuk. It just says sala mashivatecha. Which gives me now reason to think that you can sometimes be liable even when it's not yours. And we're going to translate that into Kabbalah Sachrayis. But what does that mean? That means that if there is some kind of reshus that you have over this chametz, some kind of koach, some kind of something that makes this chametz more shayach to you, then you have problems. Then there's what to deal with. You have liability. But that already needs to be defined in specific terms. The Gemara says at the end of Hayam Beis, it's based on achrayis. But really, one could have thought, we first read the Gemara, I suggested maybe that should be the issue, if it's pikadon or not a pikadon. The Gemara didn't even go there. First of the time, Rafa, you pushed back at the time. Why not? Like, maybe that should be the point. The Lo Yimatzi says, when's it pikadon? I'm revisiting that in a chenami. Maybe the fact that Hifkido Atzlo is supposed to just the guy wandered in holding on to the chametz, but is giving over to that's somehow a koach that the Jew has. There's a reshus that he has over it. It's in my reshus. It's Hifkido Atzlo. Not just he's holding on to chametz. He's in my house. There's a pikado. Maybe that makes one think that there should be a violation already of the Jew. So here we have a Lo Yimatze that speaks to that case. It says this that we're marbe, a Lo Yimatze, that there could be you could have a kiddul chom. It can be like you, and you can mechuyev even if it's not yours, but you have a reshus over it. But it has to be with some situation that it's much lechol tzorchecha. If it's not achrayis, then it's not good enough. But you need, so the Lo Yimatzi, even though on the one hand it's telling me you're more chayiv, right, because it doesn't say lecha, but it also is defining the parameters of that chiv, how far it goes. If it's not much lechot tzarchecha, if there's no achrayis abshia, if it's just totally without any responsibility on any level, that's not good enough. For this new halacha that you can be liable because it's in you have a reshus over the chametz. It has to be a reshus that's called matzuchot sarchacha. I'm just trying to give a little more of understanding why this is distinct to the case of yichud lo bayis and wouldn't be relevant or necessary in the case of Nachri that walked into the chatzer, right, with Seiko Biyado. Seiko Biyado, there's nothing to talk about. It's straightforward lecha. It's not lecha. But now I have a new rivoy, Lo Yimatzi, that having a reshus over the chametz also is machayev you, also makes you liable. Having a reshus over the chametz, but now maybe even having it as a pikadon without any kabbalah sachrayis, maybe that's the new halacha of Lo Yimatzi. So no, this is why Rashi explains, right, le'olam ha'seifa, Lo Yimatzi mashma ha'matzil v'yadcha l'chol chafatzecha, haynu b'kabbalei achrayis davei kididei. I'm just trying to touch that Rashi. What the Ramban was asking is, so why are we quoting Lo Yimatzi, not why are we not quoting l'cha? The answer is, the l'cha is before we get even to first base. The case of b'tzeikol b'yadcha, that's not l'cha. But now that we're dealing with a different machayev, you could say, you're liable because even if it's not yours, but there's another world that we've now entered into, a world of that you have a reshus over the chametz, even if it's not yours. That's what Lo Yimatzi is teaching me. So how far does that go? So hifkino etzlo, whatever, chrayis no chrayis, you should be liable. So that's what he says, shenema Lo Yimatzi, that it has to be matzi l'chol chafetzecha kabbalei achrayis. Rav Papa knew that misvara, Rav Ashi says that's the Lo Yimatzi. Now, why didn't the Ramban buy this? Why couldn't the Ramban conceive of simple distinction? The Ramban had this kasha. Again, the Ramban did not ask this kasha. The Ramban was bothered by, like, but oh, the Havalei La'asui, Krav, Shem Shnei Malacha. In the case of Yichid Labayis, we should not say Shnei Malachim Matzei. Rav Ashi learned that Lo'im Matzei is going in the case of Yichid Labayis. We should say Shnei Malacha. I'm telling you a simple word, right? This Lacha is Mimayi the case of B'tzeiko B'yada. With that because Lo'im Matzei is once we're discussing a situation of Hifkido, so now Hifkido without Achrayis maybe should also be considered a Machayev because it's you have a resus of a it's a bikkurin by you. So that's why you say, well, you must say it has to be available to Kabbalah Sakrayas. The Ramban is bothered. She say, look, I tell you maybe what could depend on. It's an interesting chakira. When we learn out Kabbalah Sakrayas from the Yimatse, what does that mean? It says the Lashon HaGemara, Kidil Chondani, right? That was Rava's language. Kim the Umigniv Bishwisaychu Kami Ubisushim Kidil Chondani. Kidil Chondani. And the Gemara connects it, Garim Lamamon, and so on, of Shim and the Chachamim. What does it mean? What I just said for Rashi, in effect, is saying like this. There's a halacha of chametz of yours. There's a new halacha. You can violate an iser of having chametz if you have a reshus over that chametz. It's a kiddul chom. It's a new machayev. It's a new basis to make you in violation. That the Torah even holds you responsible even for that. It's not lacha, but it's a kiddul chom. Now that you have this new paradigm of kiddul chom, so Rabbi says because of the achrayis, but I could have thought without the Lashon Lo Yimatzei, as we're saying, Matzei Gachot Sarchacha, I could say that there's a kiddul chon, this idea of making you chayiv by having a reshus over the chametz. Without Kabbalah Sakrayis, it's in your reshus. You have a koach over the chametz. So that's why we have the Lo Yimatzei that says, no, within this new idea that it doesn't say lecha by Lo Yimatzei, but it has to be Matzei Gachot Sarchacha, it has to be Matzei, meaning Kabbalah Sakrayis. That's why I'm explaining Rashi, as I just did. But maybe the Ramban had a different way of understanding it. That what you have in Lo Yimatzei is that the Torah is defining, since Lecha ultimately is transferring over to Batim as well. So you have to say that whatever comes out of Lo Yimatzei, where it doesn't say Lecha, is treated like Lecha. The very Xeris HaKasav that taught me that you can have a violation even when you're not technically the owner, it's because it's called Lecha. There's one halacha. It's one halacha. So what I have in putting together Lecha and Lo Yimatzei is ultimately that when it comes to chametz, Lecha has a different standard. Not that there's two tiers and there's Lecha and then there's another Lecha if we have a reshus over the chametz and now we have to figure out, well, what does that mean? What does a reshus mean? Does it mean achrayis, now achrayis? That's Rashi. So therefore, I need the Lo Yimatzei to be able to allow us to understand that this new tier that the Torah is machayev you is only when it's matzei l'chot sarchecha, it's only when it's with a kabbalah sachrayis. The Ramban says, it's not like that. It's that there's one halacha at the end. So if the Torah is pushing the envelope on l'cha, so l'cha can mean something different over here than everywhere else. But kiddul chon is not like a virtual. It's kiddul chon means this is the halacha. This is what chametz is about. And therefore, the Ramban says, at the end of the day, all situations are going to be excluded from halacha. Whether it's b'tzeiko b'yado in the first case, whether it's a case where yichid l'bayis, we weren't mekabel achrayis, it's all based on halacha. So what are you suddenly using a lo yimatzei for that? The reason why we're saying something like along the lines for Rashi, that no, we have to now figure out maybe Pikad without Kabbalah Sakrayis is also Machayev you, because Rashi would understand that what we have in the Lo Yimatzei that's Machayev you even without, even when it's not Lecha, when you don't own Lecha, it's like a new Chidush that you Machayev for something even other than your own Chametz, even when you don't own it. Now we have to know what the parameters are. Achrayis, no Achrayis. Oh, It says, well, you must say. It doesn't say lachas. I know that even if you don't own it, but it has to be matzeh biyadecha. So therefore, it has to be the kiddul chon of Kabbalah Sachrayas. The kiddul chon. Ramban learns that everything merges. So it's the halacha is lacha is called lacha. I'll give you maybe a nafkin mina. We have to be medayik this in the lashon of Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. I don't have in front of me, but I'll entertain the possibility. We'll see if we can maybe come back to it. We discuss this for Bal Yatamin, Rabosai, so you can appreciate what I'm going to tell you. A case of Kabbalah Sachrayis. The Jew doesn't own the chametz. The guy owns the chametz. The Jew's mekabel achrayis, whatever the din of achrayis is. What averis did he violate? He violated by yimatse. Did he violate by yirah? Why is this an interesting question? Because where do we have a similar type of a question? Regarding what? Where do we have a similar type of question with the Rambam? What? Bayatmin. Bayatmin. Because the Yiroah is mashma visible. What you might say teaches me even if it's not visible, even yat, you violate. But we have indications in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvos, and in the Kesef Mishnah, that when you have a case of Yatmin, and this is Rashi, that we have the second parak on this also, that by Yatmin, a case of Yatmin, it would not be by Yirah, it would only be by Yimatse. Again, Batim and Gvuon are the same, but it's not going to be by Yirah, remains only Yirah. Doesn't make by Yatmin, doesn't mean that Yirah is Lav Dafka, Shigra Delishna, like the Ran said, but it comes out that it's actually Chilukim, the cases where it's not going to be by Yirah, only by Yimatse. So I want to bring this question into the mix for our situation. Kabbalah Sachrayis, where it's owned by the non-Jew, but the Jews mekabel achrayis. And we know that because it's by Yimatse, it doesn't say lecha. So would it be only by Yimatse, or be also by Yirah and by Yimatse? If you go back to the Lashon HaRambam, I don't know if that sheet is around somewhere. Anyone have the sheet with the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos? Anyone? Anyone handy? No?
Somewhere.
Okay, it's too hard to locate. If it's handy, we can read it. The Lashon HaRambam to me was mashma. In when he discusses the Bal Yimatse, that Bal Yimatse is even with Yatmin, and even when only you mekabel achrayis and you don't actually own the chametz. Sounds a little bit that there would not be Bal Yirah, not just by case of Yatmin, even the case of achrayis would not be Bal Yirah. Bal Yirah is lecha. See, that would fit very nicely with what we're suggesting here for Rashi. The thing suggesting for Rashi that the halacha of achrayis is this kiddul chon is like a parallel track. So the Bal Yirah standard, which brings with it lecha, brings with Yirah, not Yatmin, which is what we saw in the Rashi in the second parak also, that remains intact. Bal Yirah is distinct from Bal Yimatse. Bal Yirah would not have hatmana, and if we could say well, Bal Yirah has a lecha in a very strict sense of the word. So from Bal Yirah's perspective, Kabbalah Sachrayis won't work. But now we have a Bal Yimatse again, Bein Bebata, Bein Begvul, and it's not going to distinguish, but what is Bal Yimatse? Brings with it a violation, even if it's Yatmin. You don't see it, but for our purposes, it also brings with it this new halacha that even if you don't own it, b'yim kabel achrayis. So if this is mahalach, then I understand why Rashi would not be able to simply use the lacha to invoke the lacha in the case where of yichid lo bayis, which becomes a case of no kabel achrayis, because even though, right, it's not lacha, but there's a new tier. Lacha is the obvious case, but the case where there's a pikadah, Elamai, the Kabbalah didn't have Kabbalah Sachrayis. How do I know that's also not good enough? Maybe it's a reshus of the Jew. It's a new halacha. Reshus of the Jew, it makes you liable for Bal Yimatse. No, but Yimatse is mashma Yimatse, available to you, chot sachacha. That alone, so within that halacha, you have to use the Bal Yimatse to exclude this case. But the Ramban, there was nothing, you can't say anything about the Ramban. Maybe the reason why the Ramban didn't understand such a distinction, the Ramban understood that it's all one din, that the lacha is what it is, and the Torah makes this lecha, the standard of lecha for chametz is different than anywhere else. So it's all going to be about lecha. Therefore, without Kabbalah Sachrayis, it's simply not lecha. All right. No, this is maybe a possibility to see. Let us Let's start on the Tosis, and then we'll see a little bit more of the other Rishonim and how they learned the Sugya. Binutan. Okay, Tosis says as follows: Yichud lo bayis, Pirus hakuntus, Delo kibel alav achrais, Elo amalei harei habayis lefanecha. This is how Rashi learns Yichud lo bayis, lacking kabbalas achrais. Because the Levi, my irya yichud, afilo yichud nami. That's kasha number one, right? That's the kasha that we already saw in the Ramban, the Ramban for sure, we saw that kasha. And what's next? Tosfos says now, v'hechinami, in some versions, it's v'hachi, it's not correct. What do you have in your Gemaras? I think they corrected it already, v'hechi. This is kasha number two. V'hechinami, masik v'samach, remember the Chris Kanya. What is this kasha? This is the kasha of the Ramban. Now, what does Chris Kanya do with it? By the way, just a second. It could be what I just said over for Rashi. Maybe it could also help us. What I said at the end of the Gemara, that when the Gemara says Gemaskana, that Shani Hacha, even with Achrayis, it's not going to matter because it's still it's laying there for the guy. I think I understand better the way I said for Rashi. That for Rashi, this halacha of Kabbalah Achrayis is a new machayev. So maybe Maskanas HaGemara, Shani Acha Rashi agrees that, you know what, and with Kabbalah Achrayis, this new standard, but if it's there, waiting there for the non-Jew, it's there, he's Miyachid Makom. So that's also not what you might say. You know, it's taking it a step further. Until now we're learning, you know, if it was all one halacha, then it's certainly difficult at the end. What's happening at the end of the Gemara? But we wanted to say at the end of the Gemara is acknowledging, yes, even with Kabbalah Achrayis, there's a way that you don't have to be in violation. Shani Acha lo yimatzei. It's like a changing the case. Like, why? Because even before that, we also needed a lo yimatzei to explain why you're not in violation when you took it as a bikkurim without Achrayis. So when the Gemara comes around and asks the Kasha, So the Gemara could be answering, right? Shani Hacha, and Mar thinks that having it al shem the Yisrael, if it's Chivas Lo Kanya, then it should be Kabbalah Achrayis because it's my house. So you're granted, okay, but you won't have the Maila of Kabbalah Achrayis anymore because the Matzi B'Yadcha even can even chip away at a case where you're Mekabel Achrayis, but it's sitting there for the non-Jew. You're Miyachid Maka. It's not so bad. Now, we said before at the end of the Gemara that the Shani Hacha is changing for Rashi. It's not such a far-fetched idea. Even though the Rishonim don't assume that way in Rashi, but they leave it as a kasha. But it's basically saying more of the same. Until now, we needed the cutoff was where Yanam Mekabel Achrayis, but it was a Bikadon, and that Lo Yimatzei was speaking to that. That's not enough to put you in violation for this new machayev, this new level of the Torah says kidul chon. Says the Gemara, yeah, but it's called your house. If it's called your house, then that's called Kabbalah Achrayis, right? It's okay, it's called Kabbalah Achrayis, but still not matzah. So it's not such a far leap to jump from saying, and you know what, yeah, okay, you're Kabbalah Achrayis, but and it's your house, because you're Kabbalah Achrayis, it's your house, you're Kabbalah Achrayis for it. But it's there for the non-Jew. That's also not good matzah for you. So it's not such a dochek necessarily to read the Shani Hacha the way we did before in light of how we're explaining that it's a new standard that's being imposed. I'll call upon him. We have Tosis two kashis that we've seen. Zach, question.
Why didn't the other one, based on what we're saying in this case, like the Nami, why didn't Rabbi use Lo Yimatzei to see the
parashi? No, it's ultimately going to be traceable to Lo Yimatzei. He's just explaining the mechanism. He says, Kidul Chon Dami. The Lo Yimatzei brings with it a Kidul Chon. The question is, what does a Kidul Chon mean? Does Kidul Chon reconfigure the Lacha? Or Kidul Chon means I have a Lacha that has its own integrity, and I have a Lo Yimatzei that brings a Kidul Chon. It's two tracks. It's the Lacha, and there's Kidul Chon. And Kidul Chon would be maybe only Lo Yimatzei, not Lo Yira. But Kidul Chon is the second tier. That's what I was explaining, the why that is. Because it's Kibbalah Achrayis is Kidul Chon. Or we could say it all is ultimately merged together into the Lacha. Lacha standard is a lower standard of Lacha when it comes to Chalutz. Either way, Tosis has the two kashas. Seemingly, Tosis didn't ask the kasha of the Ramban, but it could be it's Nirmaz in Tosis, because let's continue in Tosis. When he presents Rabbeinu Tam, he's Merames to the other kasha of the Ramban, as the Mashal learns in Tosis. Appears Rabbeinu Tam. Da'afil be'achrayis nairi. Really, we can be talking with achrayis. U'mishem hachi mapik li'ilo yimase. What's the mishem hachi? What does Tosis mean? In other words, Lefi Rashi, what should we have used? What's Tosis alluding to? The Kasha of the Ramban. And because according to Rashi, why am I not saying it? It should be based on Lecha. Ramban learns that in Tosis. In Tosis. The Pirish Rashi says the Masha, the Ari, Shelo Bachreis, Lavi Mapik Lemi Lo Yimatse Lahate, and we say Lo Yirel Lecha. So Tosis is here like covering another Kasha without having spelled it out. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the afil b'achrayis mayri, u'mishem hachi mapik milo yimatzei. That's what the case of yichid lo bayis is excluded from lo yimatzei. Not from lecha. The lo chashiv matzoi kim the yichid lo bayis, kim shiyichid lo bayis. In fact, the yichid lo bayis is enough to say that to absolve the Jew of any violation, even though he's mekabel achrayis. Kabbalas achrayis with the yichid lo bayis is not matzoi. It's not matzoi. Rav Papa Yisrei Misvara, and here is where Vashi and Rav Papa have a disagreement. Rav Papa learned the Shenemlo, you might say, going on this on the Reisha, on this Kido Etzlo, with Kabbalah Sachbayis, without a Yichid Lo Bayis, which means that the Yichid Lo Bayis case, that in a Zalkuk, that is Misvara. And Rav Vashi got to that conclusion of Yichid Lo Bayis in a Zalkuk Levaya, through a Yimatse. So in what are Rav Vashi and Rav Papa arguing? Whether this exclusion, that when you mekabel achrayis, but you tell the non-Jew to put it in a corner of the house, whether that would be misvara or only from the pasuk. Just to backtrack for a second also, in Tosis' first kasha, I was thinking as follows. This is my ear yichid, if you go yichid nami. We had an answer to that, right? Maybe yichid is a way of saying that he's not mekabel achrayis. Right? That's what the Ramban and the Rambo said to Das Rashi. Tosis doesn't acknowledge the possibility. Maybe Tosis meant, because if you're saying also hanach be'achas min azavios, if Tosis read Rashi, that you have to say that also, you don't have to say that. Yichid lo bayis without hanach should be enough. Tosis, why do you have to see that plus put it in one of the corners? If Tosis didn't quote that in Rashi, but harabayis lefanecha. And why do you need harayah and that and put it into the corner? Tosis, maybe it was meant to ask, what do you need that as well? Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Pirush, again, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, da'afil b'achrayis nairi, mishamachi ma'pik milo yimatzei, delo chashiv matzoi. V'ra Papa is a misvara. What does he hold misvara? Kevan sheyichid lo bayis, havi ki ilu kibel alav achrayis alchemso shel nachri beveso shel nachri. Tosu spells that a little more, and you're going to elaborate in the Rishonim on this. So, what is the loophole according to Tosus, according to Rabbeinu Tam? The loophole is kabbalas achrayis, but beveso shel nachri. Yisrael kibachvayis achemson the beisos shonachri doesn't make put him in violation. The Gemara initially assumes that's because it's mamish beisos shonachri schiris kanya. Whereas maskana is even schiris is lo kanya, it's still the bias of the Jews. But since he's telling him put it down in that corner for yourself, lo you must say it's not, even though it's technically the Jews' bias. But it's achrayis an achemson shonachri, and he's designated a place for it. It's equivalent to being mekabach reis bebeiso shel nachri am chemso shel nachri. And the question that now the Rishonim are going to discuss, and this is kedai to look, I will tell you as many Rishonim as you could. I gave you a few. I told you to look at the Ramban, the Hemshach, the Ramban. I told you to look at the Ran. I would even tell you if you want to go to Tosis Rid, the Hemshach. I only gave you the first two pieces of Tosis Rid. In terms of the Gemara, but I would go to the next piece as well, and also Rabbeinu Peretz. You can see a range of shittas on the following question. Very interesting question, and this is going to take us right back to where? Davdalid, Socha Maskin, and there was Yerubin Odavid there, and how here and there. It's mamish, everything has to be intertwined. You see, there's no way to avoid it. The question of the hour, okay, to sleep on tonight and tomorrow morning, not to sleep on tomorrow morning, but to think about it, right, in your sleep and when you're awake, is Chemso Shel Yisrael, Virshus Nachli, over Pesach. Do you violate anything or not? Now, why is that different than what we're discussing in this sugya? Because this sugya is the case of Chemso Shel Nachli Shekibo Yisrael Achrayis. And now you found a way to treat it as being Bebeso Shel Nachli, either because he was low Kanya or because of the still Nakul Lo Yimatse. What if I plug into this situation Socher Maskir, but not Chemso Shel Nachri Shekibo Yisrael Achrayis, the Nimsa Bebayis Shel HaSocher, but Chemso Shel Yisrael, She Nimsa Bebayis Shel Socher, Mida Orais, Chai Vavar and Chai Vavar, Mida Orais. Of course, that takes us back to the Sugya Davdal. Because in Marta Shaila, Al Milivdok, Socher or Maskir, is this a Shaila Doraisa? If it is, then we should ask ourselves who gets to buy your Vayimatzeh. So you can get around it by saying there was a Bittel. Who's Bittel? Okay, go through that. But if you assume there was no Bittel, then we should discuss who gets to buy Vayimatzeh. Says Rabbeinu David, says the Ran over there. Who's by Rabbi Yimatzeh? Is it Midaraisa? Nobody's. Zel, if he's Che'en Shalom, it's not the Sochis Chametz. That's already a Chiddush in terms of the Gra, right? That means I don't have responsibility on Chametz and my Rishus, even though it's owned by a Jew. The Zel, if he's Che'en Rishuso, meaning not the Maskir either. Why not? He owns the Chametz. The answer is, it's the bias of the Sochis. That means that what we have in our Gemara, the Yichud Lo Bayis, is not just specific to a case of Kabbalah Sachrayis and the Yichud Lo Bayis to the Socher, but even a case of Chametz Mamish that belongs to the Maskir, Shinimsa Bayis to Socher. There's no Bayira according to Rabbeinu David and the Ran. And what Rabbeinu Peretz, who says it has to be a case of a Bittul, what does he hold over there and what does he hold over here? What is he going to hold new? That Chametz Shel Yisrael, no, Bishus HaSocher, Midaraisa, he violates. And this is going to be the Safek of the Ramban, and the Hemshach of the Ramban. In other words, does this halacha that is embedded in this sugya, that even though you have Kabbalah Sachrayis, and Kabbalah Sachrayis, according to Ramban, is Kiddulchon, we want to say it's mamish yours, the Torah treats it like yours. So if there's still a halacha of Bichid Lobayis to absolve you, so then what about if it's not Mishra Chometz and not Yerushus? We also had the Mashal and Avdalit. What did Mashal say in Rashi? Why did Rashi have to say it was Bittul? Because otherwise there would have been a Bayira. Why would the Bayira say the Mashal? Because it's in whose house? What did the Mashal say on that Rashi? Because it's in the Maskir's house, because he was Lokanya. That means that what the Mashal needed, it has to be in the bias of the Maskir. If it would just not be in the bias of the Maskir, there wouldn't be enough. So this is why I'm saying this is where Vav meets Daf Dalet again, right? That whole issue is coming right out of this sugya. Again, our sugya is discussing specifically the case of Kabbalah Sachrayis, but now we have to broaden our discussion and we have to see the range of shitas on this question. Ari?
It seems to be different in fact. Over there, it's clearly about to use spirits.
Right, correct. But that's why there's a Dindra Rabbanan, you see. That's why there's a Dindra Rabbanan. That's where the Drabbanan comes in. The Rishon, why is there Shaila Bedika over there? If there's no Dindra Raisa by Rabbi Yimatzi, what's the Shaila de Gemara? Because there's a new Allah. The Drabbanan, you're mechoyev to destroy Jewish chametz that's around by you also. So the Shaila is who does the Bedika, who does the beer? Yeah, so that's a new Drabbanan. And by a Nachri, you wouldn't have that Dindra Rabbanan. Okay, so this is what we still have to begin to discuss. Okay, Yashikach.